This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. The Bible uses a recurring metaphor, comparing godly things, which are light, to evil as represented by darkness and Satan. Like the difference in day and night, walking confidently or stumbling and falling in the dark, seeing and not seeing, aware and oblivious. This contrast is a continual theme in the Bible. Light is all that is from God, and darkness represents evil and ignorance of the unseen worldly forces of darkness. I will be exploring examples of this on the broadcast today to make it easy for you to choose which side you want to be on. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Some of the Bible portions I will be going over today are written to people who are already Christians. If you are not a Christian, then you may not be aware of the darkness into which you are immersed. If you think you are not part of that dark world, when you are indeed a part of it, then you are unaware because you have not yet experienced the glorious light of the gospel of Christ. The Apostle Paul, writing to Christians in the city of Corinth, said this in 2 Corinthians 4, 3-6, "If the good news we preach is hidden behind a veil, it is hidden only from people who are perishing. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who do not believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news, which is the gospel of Christ. They do not understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. We do not preach about ourselves. We preach Christ Jesus the Lord. We are your servants because of Jesus. For God, who said, 'Let there be light in the darkness,' has made this light shine in our hearts so we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ." John 3:17-21 says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world should be saved through him. The one who believes in him is not condemned. The one who does not believe has been condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God. Now, this is the basis for judging, that the light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil deeds hates the light and does not come into the light, so that their deeds will not be exposed. But the one who practices the truth comes to the light, so it may be plainly evident that his deeds have been done in God." Now, an Old Testament prophecy telling about Jesus Christ hundreds of years before he was born, Isaiah 9, verse 2 and verses 6 and 7. "The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end." In Matthew 4:16 in the New Testament, there is a quote from Isaiah to show the fulfillment of an ancient prophecy that was revealed in the coming of Jesus into the world. "The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who lived in the land where death casts its shadow, a light has shined." Romans 13:12, the night has advanced toward dawn, the day is near. So then we must lay aside the works of darkness and put on the weapons of light. Then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 5 to 11, now on the topic of times and seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need for anything to be written to you. For you know quite well that the day of the Lord will come in the same way as a thief in the night. Now when they are saying there is peace and security, then suddenly destruction comes on them, like labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will surely not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in the darkness, for the day to overtake you like a thief would. For you are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness, so then we must not sleep as the rest, but we must stay alert and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we are of the day, we must stay sober by putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, our hope of salvation. For God did not destine us for wrath, but for gaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are alert or asleep, we will come to life together with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, just as in fact you are doing. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 4 to 12, the Apostle John is describing Jesus as being the light. In him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. A man came, sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that everyone might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. The true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was created by him, but the world did not recognize him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not receive him. But to all who have received him, those who believe in his name, he has given the right to become children of God. John 8:12, then Jesus spoke out again, I am the light of the world. The one who follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 9:4 and 5, we must perform the deeds of the one who sent me as long as it is daytime. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. John 11:9 to 10, Jesus replied, are there not 12 hours in a day? If anyone walks around in the daytime, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks around at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. Jesus described himself as the light, and trusting in the light is the same as believing in Jesus as your Savior and becoming a Christian. In John 12:35 to 36, Jesus said, my light will shine for you just a little longer. Walk in the light while you can, so the darkness will not overtake you. Those who walk in the darkness cannot see where they are going. Put your trust in the light while there is still time. Then you will become children of the light. Related to this, in Psalm 18, verse 28, we read, indeed, you light my lamp, Lord. My God illuminates the darkness around me. Psalm 27:1 adds this, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Ephesians 5:6-13, do not be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins, for the anger of God will fall on all who disobey him. Do not participate in the things these people do. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. It is shameful even to talk about the things that ungodly people do in secret. But their evil intentions will be exposed, when the light shines on them, for the light makes everything visible. Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 20, may you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we cannot see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is his body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So he is first in everything, for God, in all his fullness, was pleased to live in Christ. And through him, God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of the blood of Christ on the cross. So what do you do with this contrast of light and darkness? Well, I'd recommend talking to God in prayer. Confess your rebellion against him and his holiness and light. Tell God your regret for living in the world of darkness. Tell God that by faith you receive his Son, Jesus, as your Lord, Master, and Savior, and that you want to follow Christ and walk in the light from now on. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, visionforchristworld.com. And search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path.